Let's practice some more working time value of money problems. One thing I'd like to point out is that practice is key when it comes to working the time value of money problems. A lot of times when you work problems in class, you think, well, that looks pretty straightforward and you can follow along fairly easily. But when you have to sit down by yourself and work the problems from scratch, a lot of times students get stuck. So it's important to sit down and work a problem without looking at the answer and making sure that you can figure it out on your own from start to finish. Let's take a look at this example. Suppose you have received a 3-year contract calling for a $5,000 salary each month. So you get $5,000 each month over 3 years, and you get a $10,000 bonus each year. So what is the present value of this contract, assuming that the discount rate is 12% compounded monthly? So let's lay these payments out on a timeline. Given that we have monthly compounding and we have monthly $5,000 salary, let's look at a 36-month timeline where we receive these $5,000 payments over each month. Then we receive the bonus payments of $10,000 at year end. So at the end of month 12, 24, and 36, we receive the bonus payments. Now, let's work this problem in two steps. First, we'll find the present value of the salary payments of $5,000. So that's fairly straightforward. We have a 36-month annuity of $5,000 payments. So we have payment is equal to $5,000, N is equal to 36. The discount rate is a monthly discount rate, so that would be 1%. And if you solve for the present value, it will be $150,537.53. So this is the present value of the salary payments of $5,000 only. Now, let's take a look at the present value of the bonus payments. It might be tempting to treat the bonus payments of $10,000 as a 3-year annuity, but we can't do that. And why is that the case? Well, we have monthly compounding here, so we can't use a simple 3-year annuity using the 12% interest rate because we have monthly compounding. So what we could do is find the present value of each of these three payments of $10,000 separately. So, for example, for the first $10,000 payment, we could set the future value equal to $10,000, N is equal to 12. The discount rate is 1%, and if you solve for the present value, you will get $8,874.49. And we do something similar for the second bonus payment, but we need to discount that one back 24 periods, and then the third one would be discounted back 36 periods. So once you add up those three amounts, that would be the present value of the three payments of $10,000. Alternatively, what we could have done is figured out what is the effective annual rate that takes into account monthly compounding. Once we figured out the effective annual rate, then we could have treated this bonus payment as a 3-year annuity. So we could have had N is equal to 3. We would have the effective annual rate is equal to the discount rate. And we would have 3 payments, or N is equal to 3. So there would have been an alternative way of figuring that out. Overall, let's add together the present value of the salary payments, which we figured out previously, plus the present value of these bonus payments, which added up is $23,740.42. So the overall present value of this contract is $174,277.95.